Amidst light rain, with fog eclipsing the tops of the surrounding mountains, brothers Tripp, Chris, and Trevor Bird guided their trimaran, Mama Tried, into Thomas Basin Harbor. It was an exciting finish because Pure and Wild was neck and neck most of the last few hours with Team Big Braderna. This was the closest finish for first place in Race to Alaska's short history. The Bird brothers stepped off the boat and onto the slippery dock, groaning as only men who have spent 4 days whipped by the sea and wind can. Tripp nudged Trevor, the youngest brother, to ring the bell stationed on the edge of the dock, marking their Race to Alaska finish.
Congratulations, guys!
Yeah.
Tripp and Chris had both braved the Race to Alaska before, Chris in 2015 and Tripp both years, but this was Trevor's first experience in the West Coast Challenge.
I don't think they told me what it was all about, you know? I thought I was signing up for a sailboat race, but no, it was definitely cool to do it with them, and there's no one I'd rather do it with, and even if they did, you know, trick me into it.
Despite his years of sailing experience, he says conditions just after they broke away from the protection of the islands were fairly extreme.
We got some big waves and some really nasty stuff that kind of all you're doing is nursing the boat through and trying not to break yourself or anything on the boat, really. I mean, it's myself full time, and those were the biggest waves I've ever seen, so pretty nasty.
When asked if he was considering racing again next year, he groaned.
Oh, man, it's too early to ask that question, man. Way too early for that. See if I can finally dry out before then.
Minutes after Pure and Wild arrived, Big Braderna sailed past the finish line. The Bird brothers will walk away with the first place prize of $10,000, and Big Braderna's crew will receive a set of steak knives. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emma Atkinson.